A Warrior, Part 2, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Future perils, first. Mendicants, seeing these five future perils is quite enough for a wilderness mendicant to meditate diligently, keenly and resolutely for attaining the unattained, achieving the unachieved, and realizing the unrealized. What five? Firstly, a wilderness mendicant reflects, currently I'm living alone in a wilderness. While living here alone, I might get bitten by a snake, a scorpion, or a centipede, and if I died from that, it would stop my practice. I'd better rouse up energy for attaining the unattained, achieving the unachieved, and realizing the unrealized. This is the first future peril. Furthermore, a wilderness mendicant reflects, currently I'm living alone in a wilderness. While living here alone, I might stumble and fall, or get food poisoning, or my bile or phlegm or stabbing wind might get upset. And if I died from that, it would stop my practice. I'd better rouse up energy for attaining the unattained, achieving the unachieved, and realizing the unrealized. This is the second future peril. Furthermore, a wilderness mendicant reflects, currently I'm living alone in a wilderness. While living here alone, I might encounter wild beasts, a lion, a tiger, a leopard, a bear, or a hyena, which might take my life. And if I died from that, it would stop my practice. I'd better rouse up energy for attaining the unattained, achieving the unachieved, and realizing the unrealized. This is the third future peril. Furthermore, a wilderness mendicant reflects, currently I'm living alone in a wilderness. While living here alone, I might encounter youths escaping a crime or on their way to commit one, and they might take my life. And if I died from that, it would stop my practice. I'd better rouse up energy for attaining the unattained, achieving the unachieved, and realizing the unrealized. This is the fourth future peril. Furthermore, a wilderness mendicant reflects, currently I'm living alone in a wilderness. But in a wilderness there are savage monsters who might take my life. And if I died from that, it would stop my practice. I'd better rouse up energy for attaining the unattained, achieving the unachieved, and realizing the unrealized. This is the fifth future peril. These are the five future perils, seeing which is quite enough for a wilderness mendicant to meditate diligently, keenly, and resolutely for attaining the unattained, achieving the unachieved, and realizing the unrealized. Future perils, second. Mendicants, seeing these five future perils is quite enough for a mendicant to meditate diligently, keenly, and resolutely for attaining the unattained, achieving the unachieved, and realizing the unrealized. What five? A mendicant reflects, currently I'm a youth, young, black-haired, blessed with youth in the prime of life. But there will come a time when this body is struck with old age. When you're old, overcome by old age, it's not easy to focus on the instructions of the Buddhas. It's not easy to frequent remote lodgings in the wilderness and the forest. Before that unlikable, undesirable, and disagreeable thing happens, I better preempt it by rousing up energy for attaining the unattained, achieving the unachieved, and realizing the unrealized. That way, when it happens, I'll live comfortably even though I'm old. This is the first future peril. Furthermore, a mendicant reflects, currently I'm rarely ill or unwell. My stomach digests well, being neither too hot nor too cold, but just right and fit for meditation. But there will come a time when this body is struck with sickness. When you're sick, overcome by sickness, it's not easy to focus on the instructions of the Buddhas, and it's not easy to frequent remote lodgings in the wilderness and the forest. Before that unlikable, undesirable, and disagreeable thing happens, I better preempt it by rousing up energy for attaining the unattained, achieving the unachieved, and realizing the unrealized. That way, when it happens, I'll live comfortably even though I'm sick. This is the second future peril. Furthermore, a mendicant reflects, currently there's plenty of food, a good harvest, so it's easy to get alms food and easy to keep going by collecting alms. But there will come a time of famine, a bad harvest, when it's hard to get alms food and not easy to keep going by collecting alms. In a time of famine, people move to where there's plenty of food, where they live crowded and cramped together. When you live crowded and cramped together, it's not easy to focus on the instructions of the Buddhas, and it's not easy to frequent remote lodgings in the wilderness and the forest. Before that unlikable, undesirable, and disagreeable thing happens, I'd better preempt it by rousing up energy for attaining the unattained, achieving the unachieved, and realizing the unrealized. That way, when it happens, I'll live comfortably even though there's a famine. This is the third future peril. Furthermore, a mendicant reflects, currently people live in harmony, appreciating each other without quarrelling, blending like milk and water, and regarding each other with kindly eyes. But there will come a time of peril from wild savages, when the country folk mount their vehicles and flee everywhere. In a time of peril, people move to where there's sanctuary, where they live crowded and cramped together. When you live crowded and cramped together, it's not easy to focus on the instructions of the Buddhas, and it's not easy to frequent remote lodgings in the wilderness and the forest. Before that unlikable, undesirable, and disagreeable thing happens, I'd better preempt it by rousing up energy for attaining the unattained, achieving the unachieved, and realizing the unrealized. That way, when it happens, I'll live comfortably even in the time of peril. This is the fourth future peril. Furthermore, a mendicant reflects, currently the Sangha lives comfortably, in harmony, appreciating each other without quarrelling, with one recitation. But there will come a time of schism in the Sangha. When there is schism in the Sangha, it's not easy to focus on the instructions of the Buddhas, and it's not easy to frequent remote lodgings in the wilderness and the forest. Before that unlikable, undesirable, and disagreeable thing happens, I'd better preempt it by rousing up energy for attaining the unattained, achieving the unachieved, and realizing the unrealized. That way, when it happens, I'll live comfortably even though there's a schism in the Sangha. This is the fifth future peril. These are the five future perils, seeing which is quite enough for a mendicant to meditate diligently, keenly, and resolutely for attaining the unattained, achieving the unachieved, and realizing the unrealized. Future perils, third. Mendicants, these five future perils have not currently arisen, but they will arise in the future. You should look out for them and try to give them up. What five? In a future time, there will be mendicants who have not developed their physical endurance, ethics, mind, and wisdom. They will ordain others, but be unable to guide them in the higher ethics, mind, and wisdom. They too will not develop their physical endurance, ethics, mind, and wisdom. They too will ordain others, but be unable to guide them in the higher ethics, mind, and wisdom. They too will not develop their physical endurance, ethics, mind, and wisdom. And that is how corrupt training comes from corrupt teachings, and corrupt teachings come from corrupt training. This is the first future peril that has not currently arisen, but will arise in the future. Furthermore, in a future time there will be mendicants who have not developed their physical endurance, ethics, mind, and wisdom. They will give dependence to others, but be unable to guide them in the higher ethics, mind, and wisdom. They too will not develop their physical endurance, ethics, mind, and wisdom. They too will give dependence to others, but be unable to guide them in the higher ethics, mind, and wisdom. They too will not develop their physical endurance, ethics, mind, and wisdom. And that is how corrupt training comes from corrupt teachings, and corrupt teachings come from corrupt training. This is the second future peril that has not currently arisen, but will arise in the future. Furthermore, in a future time there will be mendicants who have not developed their physical endurance, ethics, mind and wisdom. In discussion about the teachings and classifications,
they'll fall into dark ideas without realizing it.
And that is how corrupt training comes from corrupt teachings, and corrupt teachings come from corrupt training. This is the third future peril that has not currently arisen, but will arise in the future. Furthermore, in a future time there will be mendicants who have not developed their physical endurance, ethics, mind and wisdom. When discourses spoken by the realized one, deep, profound, transcendent, dealing with emptiness, are being recited, they won't want to listen. They won't pay attention or apply their minds to understand them, nor will they think those teachings are worth learning and memorizing. But when discourses composed by poets, poetry, with fancy words and phrases, composed by outsiders or spoken by disciples, are being recited, they will want to listen. They'll pay attention and apply their minds to understand them, and they'll think those teachings are worth learning and memorizing. And that is how corrupt training comes from corrupt teachings, and corrupt teachings come from corrupt training. This is the fourth future peril that has not currently arisen, but will arise in the future. Furthermore, in a future time there will be mendicants who have not developed their physical endurance, ethics, mind and wisdom. The senior mendicants will be indulgent and slack, leaders in backsliding, neglecting seclusion, not rousing energy for attaining the unattained, achieving the unachieved, and realizing the unrealized. Those who come after them will follow their example. They too will become indulgent and slack, leaders in backsliding, neglecting seclusion, not rousing energy for attaining the unattained, achieving the unachieved, and realizing the unrealized. And that is how corrupt training comes from corrupt teachings, and corrupt teachings come from corrupt training. This is the fifth future peril that has not currently arisen, but will arise in the future. These are the five future perils that have not currently arisen, but will arise in the future. You should look out for them and try to give them up. Future perils, fourth. Mendicants, these five future perils have not currently arisen, but they will arise in the future. You should look out for them and try to give them up. What five? In a future time, there will be mendicants who like nice robes. They will neglect the practice of wearing rag robes and the practice of frequenting remote lodgings in the wilderness and the forest. They will come down to the villages, towns, and capital cities and make their homes there. And they will try to get robes in many kinds of wrong and inappropriate ways. This is the first future peril that has not currently arisen, but will arise in the future. Furthermore, in a future time there will be mendicants who like nice alms food. They will neglect the practice of walking for alms food and the practice of frequenting remote lodgings in the wilderness and the forest. They will come down to the villages, towns and capital cities and make their homes there. And they will try to get alms food in many kinds of wrong and inappropriate ways. This is the second future peril that has not currently arisen, but will arise in the future. Furthermore, in a future time there will be mendicants who like nice lodgings. They will neglect the practice of staying at the root of a tree and the practice of frequenting remote lodgings in the wilderness and the forest. They will come down to the villages, towns and capital cities and make their homes there. And they will try to get lodgings in many kinds of wrong and inappropriate ways. This is the third future peril that has not currently arisen, but will arise in the future. Furthermore, in a future time there will be mendicants who mix closely with nuns, trainee nuns and novice nuns. In such conditions, it can be expected that they will lead the spiritual life dissatisfied, or commit one of the corrupt offences, or resign the training and return to a lesser life. This is the fourth future peril that has not currently arisen, but will arise in the future. Furthermore, in a future time there will be mendicants who mix closely with monastery attendants and novices. In such conditions, it can be expected that they will engage in storing up goods for their own use, and making obvious hints about digging the earth and cutting plants. This is the fifth future peril that has not currently arisen, but will arise in the future. These are the five future perils that have not currently arisen, but will arise in the future. You should look out for them and try to give them up.